Okay, today's daf is Shkalim Yerushalmi Daf Zayin, and we are on Vav Amid Beis, talking about the Chiyuv of Kohanim. Chiyuv of Kohanim in the mitzvah of Machatzis HaShekel. So the Mishnah had quoted a Machlokas Tanoim about Kohanim, whether Kohanim are Chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda said that if a Kohen is Shokel, then he's not doing anything wrong. Eino Chote. Eino Chote, and we said, what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush might be that you might have thought that he doesn't really give a wholeheartedly, and therefore he would be considered a carbon yachid. We're not worried about that, Rabbi Yehuda says, and therefore he could give. Not that he's chayiv, but he could give. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, no, they're chayiv to give. We pass them, they're chayiv to give. Right? Kol kohen she'eino shokel chote. But except the Mishnah said that they make a wrong drasha, that they darshan, that just like a private mincha, is there's a chilik between a Kohen and a Yisrael, that a Minchas Yisrael is eaten part of it, the leftovers, the Shirayim, while a Minchas Kohen is not. But when it comes to the Lechem Apanim and the Karbana Omer, all of that is eaten by the Kohenim. So if it's eaten by the Kohenim, it must be that we don't participate, because if it's Mincha of a Kohen, so then it would be all burned on the Mizbeach. So therefore, they make that, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai says, they make that drasha, which is not acceptable, and therefore that's what misleads them. Says the Gemara Sukkah. But let's continue now. The Gemara is going to talk about the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Amar Rabbi Yehuda v'chula. Hey, so v'chula. Amar Brechia. We read that girsa that gematria yesterday, right? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai has a remez ze yitra, that means 12, all 12 shvatim, the Kohanim. Rabbi Tevi b'shem Rav Hamnuna. Kain Meshivin Chachamim Rabbi Yehuda. This is what the Chachamim argued to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, who says that Chachamim are not chayiv, and they make that drasha. Say the Chachamim to Rabbi Yehuda. One second. According to you, that they're not chayiv. So then the Chachamim say back to Rabbi Yehuda. So shouldn't you be nervous about yachid element? If somebody is mechuyev to be part of the tzibur, so that we say, okay, it's a carbon tzibur, and they're all part of the tzibur, and therefore they have to, that's what the status is. But when it comes to somebody is not obligated, so they say, chatas yachid mesa and chatas tzibur mesa. Just like you see by chatas, there's a difference between a yachid and a tzibur. A chatas of a carbon yachid mesa. What if a chatas of a yachid, the chatos mesos, the five chatos mesos, of the Vlad chatos, Tmuras chatos, the chatos that the owner died. So if you have a chatos that is now not useful to achieve kapara, then it's left to die. But in chatos tzibur mesa, but the chatos of a tzibur in a parallel case would never die. And the question continues, minchas hayachid krev a kalil, vein minchas tzibur krev a kalil. But the mincha of a carbon yachid of a Kohen is totally burned, but not the Minchas of a Tzibur. Minchas of a Tzibur is never burned, even of a Kohen. Well, what's the question here? Not exactly clear in the Gemara, but the Mefarshim explain that they're saying, according to you, Rabbi Yehuda, l'shitascha, that the Kohanim are patur, so then when they give it, shouldn't we be nervous that it's a carbon yachid? And if it's a carbon yachid of a Kohen, then it shouldn't be able to be eaten. And yet we know all of these karbanos are eaten, the lechem apanim and the karbana omer and the shtei halechem. So the Gemara, before answering the question, the Gemara just notes that you don't really need the first line lead into the question to ask on Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara just says it's wrong to say that because Rabbi Yehuda himself doesn't agree to that line. The Gemara says, V'kasha m'shivin la'adam davar she'enam odebo. Do you ever ask a question on somebody with something, with an assumption that he doesn't even agree with? That's not fair, right? He doesn't agree with that chiluk of chatas. So the Gemara says, Shein chatas tzibur meisa, Rabbi Yehuda omer tamus. Rabbi Yehuda says that it is possible for a chatas tzibur to die, right? That's not our issue right now. But the Gemara says you can't really use chatas as a parallel to mincha because Rabbi Yehuda himself doesn't agree to that. Okay, so the Gemara says fine. But the ikker question still stands. And that is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, aren't we nervous that if it's voluntary and they give money and they volunteer, that they won't give wholeheartedly and therefore it will be considered like a carbon yachid of a Kohen, a minchas yachid of a Kohen, and that it shouldn't be able to be eaten, and this is eaten? Or you might say that's even fundamentally asking, how could this have the status of a carbon yachid? It has to be a carbon tzibur. So Rabbi Yehuda would answer, no. V'hu mosav lan, zulo nidvas yachidui. right? This is not an Nidvas Yachid. They will have full, fledged Lev Shalem to be moser it to the Tzibur. So that's why it's allowed. It's not called a carbon Yachid of a Kohen. Or the, carbon Tzibur. No, even if a Kohen gives voluntarily, we assume he will have full, he would have full rights. But not 100%. And therefore, that's why he doesn't say it's lachatila. Remember the lashon of Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah is eino chote. Eino chote sounds like, well, you don't encourage it and say it's amazing because maybe he won't have full das. So it's a good, chance that he will, but it's maybe not lachatila. So the rabbanan say back, once you say it's a full dot, that's even lachachila. V'idim is even lay, mikivet shenimser l'tzibur, kamishi nidvas tzibur. What do you mean? So, once he gives it to the tzibur, so it should be like a nidvas tzibur. But really, the chachamim say back, really, I think all that, you know, comes to teach me that it's their mechuyif, right? They need to be part of the tzibur. And therefore, you shouldn't think it is even a chshash of a problem being a karban yachin. Carbon Yachin. Okay. This machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai. You know, let's just finish the Gemara first. Ksiv. Kala over al hapakudim. So the pasuk says in Kisisa, who has to give Mazal Shekel? Anyone who's over al hapakudim. In the countings. Which countings? Shabbi Yehuda of Rabbi Nechemya. Chad Amar called the Avar Biyama Yitain. Over, whoever passed through the Yam. Whoever passed through the Yamsuf has to give Mazal Shekel. Actually, what is the connection between Yamsuf and Shkalim? That's not mefurish in the Torah. It just is called ha'over. But that's one shot. Over means pass through the yam. The charana amr, and the other one says called the avra al-pukudai yitain. No, the one that went out to be counted. Whoever went out to be counted in the census with Moshe Rabbeinu, that is the ones that have to give machzor shakel. So, l'may nafkamina, kohanim. Right, kohanim. Kohanim went through the yamsuf. But Kohanim did not go out to be counted. Remember, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they were not kept separate from the census. Moshe Rabbeinu went around to them and went around to all the tents. And he went to see how many people were in each of the tents. And Moshe Rabbeinu even, what am I supposed to do if you have the month-old babies? How am I supposed to count them? And Bas Kol used to go out of the tents and let Moshe know. So the Gemara says, Man Damar Kol Davar B'Yama Yitein, according to the one who says, whoever over B'Yama, whoever went through the Yam, Misayel Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. That's a proof to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. That's a support because that includes the Kohanim. That includes the Kohanim. Right? But Manda Abra, Da Amar called Abra, Al Pikudaya, Yitain, Misayel ben Kufri. But according to the one who says, whoever is over Pikudaya, that's the writer of Yehuda, who quoted ben Kufri. Right? The Karban Eda says, the Kohanim Leviim lo Avru b'minyan. The Kohanim Leviim did not pass through for minyan, Lifnei Moshe, Ella hu halach lepischei ahaleim umana osam. Moshe Rabbeinu went to their tents and counted them there. Right? And then as I just said, but a baskel went out, so he didn't have to go in to count the babies. And the Bali Musar talk about, well, if he's going to need a baskel anyway, so why do you even have to go to the tents? Just stay home and Hashem will give him a baskel. Hashem will tell him where he is in his tent. You got to do everything that you could do. And then Hashem will do the rest. You can't just sit home and do nothing. Right? Like the Chavetz Chaim points out on the mitzvah of Prika and Te'ina. Right, the mitzvah of helping people with their loads. Right, so the mitzvah is that the Gemara says that if somebody's horse is struggling under their load and he's sitting on the side on a bench and he's just watching and I'm walking by, he says, "Hey, it's your mitzvah. It's your mitzvah. Come help me out. Come go help out my animal." There's no mitzvah. It's only hakim tukim emo. Right, if he's helping out, so then you know you have a mitzvah to help out with him. But if he's not helping out, you're not doing it. So then I'm not going to do it. And that's what. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did hear also that Moshe Rabbeinu, he had to do everything he could, and only then HaKadosh Baruch Hu would finish the job and be mashlim and help him where the parts are impossible. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, he's known for all of his takanos, right? He was the Gadol Hador, at the time of the Churban, and he came up with 9 takanas of Zecher LeMikdash, mentioned in Sukkah and in Rosh Hashanah, to make sure that we don't forget the Mikdash, not just Zecher LeChurban HaMikdash, but Zecher LeBinyan HaMikdash. We discussed that in the past. 2 types of Zecher LeMikdash, right? They had the last daf in the third parak of Baba Basra, has Zecher LeMikdash, putting the ashes on the chasin and leaving over a place, and based on a Meshkach Yerushalayim. That's Eichel HaMikdash. And that's in the context of the Churban and the 9 days, and not the 9 days, but that the concept of Churban, and people wanted to take upon themselves Chumras. But yeah, the other Eichel HaMikdash, which is discussed in Sukkah, about we shake a lulav of 7 days outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Right, even though the mitzvah d'oraisa is only the first day because of zecher l'mikdash. So that's a different type of zecher l'mikdash. That's zecher l'binyan l'mikdash. Zecher to what was and will be done bizman ha'mikdash, not zecher l'churban, not mourning. And it's based on a different pasuk. Tzion hi d'orish ein la. So two different types of zecher l'mikdash, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. But one of the amazing gemaras of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is the Gemara in Sukkah, where the Gemara in Sukkah in the Bavli Daf Chav Ches discusses that there were 80 students to Hillel HaZaken, 30 of them, Shloshim Mehem, Ru'uyim Shetish Alem Shechina, Kamosha Rabbeinu. 30 of them were as great as to have the Shechina rest on them, like Moshe Rabbeinu. U'Shloshim Mehem, Ru'uyim Shetish Alem Chamakashu Benun, and 30 of them were so great that the Shechina should rest, like and the sun should stop, like Yeshua Benun stopped the sun. And then, Esrim Benunim. Then you have the 20 Beinonis. Sounds like the next level down, right? You have 30, and then the Beinonim. Gadol Shebekulan, Yonas ben Uziel. Katan Shebekulan, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Right? The greatest was Yonas ben Uziel, this is the smallest. And then the Gemara goes into what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai knew. What did he know? Amru Olav Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. He was the smallest. Shalohi Niach. He didn't leave over anything. Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara, Halachas, Agados, Dikduke, Tar, Dikduke, Sofrim, Kalan, Chamurim, Gzeira, Shavos, Tkufos, Gematrios, Sichas, Malache, Ashares. He knew the angel talk. Vesichas, Shedim, Vesichas, Dekalim. He knew when the trees wave, what kind of praise they're giving God. Mishalos, Kofsim, Mishalos, Shualim, Davar, Gadol, Davar, Katan, Maisim, Merkava, Havais, Abaya, Varava. He knew everything. That's Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Right, and then the Gemara says, if he was the Katan, Shebekulan, what about the Gadol Shebekulan? Right? So they say about Rabbi Yonatan ben Uziel, when he used to sit and learn Torah, birds used to burn up over his head. So again, some of the Bali Moser say, and what about the Rebbe? What about Hillel? Right? If birds burned up for Yonatan ben Uziel, what about Hillel? His godless was that birds didn't burn up over his head. Right? That he was able to have it inside. Okay. But the question that shame of Gifter, maybe I don't remember who said it, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was the Katan Shebekulan. But as we see, he was the Gadol Ador. So how does that work? He was the Gadol Ador. What do you mean, Katan Shebekulan? He knew everything, but everybody else knew more. But how was he the, but he made all these sakanas, because he was, right, he was the leader. So the explanation is that even, it's not about how much you know, but it's about how well you can transmit. He was the best transmitter of Torah. Right? And that's what made him the Gadol Ador. What technically in the Beis Medrash, Katan Shebekulan, right? Birds didn't burn up but in terms of transmitting and seeing what the needs of the Dor were and, making all those 9 takanas, and so that was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, right? And he spoke to Vespasian and, Tein li yavne v'chachameha, right? Everything that the Dor needs, he was the one to take charge. Okay. Says the Mishnah. Ava bisha amru, emimashkin, nashim avadim uketanim. Even though we said, and yesterday's daf and repeated here, that we don't force, we're not mamashkin, we don't go out and take security from nashim avadim uketanim, because they are not obligated, avalim shaklu, mekablin miyadan. But if they, did give, then you're mekabel it. You're mekabel the, voluntary shkalim that they give. You're able to accept them. Mekablin miyadan. You're mekabelit from nashim and avadim, from ktanim. From ktanim, you're able to be mekabelit, and you're able to use that money for machzaz shekel. Ask the ksos. A katan can't be makne. So, unless we say this katan, this means above 13, right? Like we said yesterday, maybe it means under 20. We said the 3 different levels of the Gemara. That a katan that didn't bring to Cyrus ain't tovin oso. If he brings to you Cyrus, then you're toveya, right? The chiyav derabanan. But it sounds like we're talking about a case here where there's no even chiyav. Maybe even no chiyav daraisa. So maybe we're talking about even less than 13. That's the ksos' assumption. And therefore, ask the ksos, how in the world could a katan be makna? Right? We know, even according to Tosus, right? A katan is excluded from kinyanim. But even according to Tosus, Ashita, and a few places in Shas, that Tosus says, that das acheres makne is possible by a katan. Which means, even though a katan can't give me, but I can give to a katan if I will it, If I'm makne to a katan, then that power of the gadol allows on a daraisa level for the katan to be makne, right? So the Gemara says in Sukkah that on the first day of Sukkot, make sure you're yotze your dalamina before you give it to your katan. Because you can be makne to him, but he can't be makne back. Right, so that's why the Gemara in Sukkah. So ask the Ksos, a katan can't be makne. A katan can be kone. At most, a katan can be kone based on Das Acharis Makne, according to Tosfos, the Rishonim that agree to that concept. But even if you say that, but a katan can be makne, so how could the katan give money to the Beis HaMikdash and we could use it for carbon and sibor? There's no hakna by a katan. So ask the Ksos, I don't understand that. Ask the Ksos, Reish Lamed Hei. Heichi Matzi Ktanim Masri Letzibur Yafeh. Hapu'utos ein matanasan elami divrei sofrim. You want to say it works me drabanan? Fari min haTorah ein kan matana letzibur umen nimsa carbon tzibur carbon mishal yachid. Right, I understand. Right, so this is the question. The Minchas Chinuch quotes this ksos. The Minchas Chinuch quotes the ksos in mitzvah kufei. That's the mitzvah machza shakel. That's the Minchas Chinuch that we'll be talking about over the next couple of weeks. But the Minchas Chinuch quotes this ksos. So two answers. The ksos himself gives an answer. He says, well, this is an example of the Drabanan's mechanisms bringing about Doraisa results. Just like I think we mentioned yesterday, the day before. Sometimes you have a Kinyan Drabanan, Kinyan Daladamas. Kinyan Daladamas is a Kinyan Drabanan. But if I'm koning something through Kinyan Daladamas, that's mine me Doraisa, and I can get married with that. And I can be makdish that. Says the Ksos, El Al Karchach, Kivan Demi Drabanan Havi Kinyan, Mahani Nami L'Doraisa. That's his Chiddush, right? And he quotes the example of Mamish Lashton. I think we just quoted this also. If I'm owed money, so if I have in front of me the person who owes me money and the person who I owe money to, I could say, you now owe you. Right? And I could do that. Mamish Lashton. Right? And in standing, that's a Kinyan Durabanan. I'm allowed to do that. And that works with even Daraisa results. You don't say it's only mine, me Durabanan. Stekso says this is another example of a mechanism, me Durabanan, that makes it yours, me da Oraisa. Okay, so that's the Ksos. The Ksos says it's a Rabbanan, in fact, the Gedaraisa. The Menchas Chinuch himself quotes the Ksos, and he quotes the answer of the Shar HaMelech, who says, Min HaTorah batli hashkalim barov shel tzibur, dechad betray batel. You're right, it's no good, but it's batel. It's batel, bitel barov, Bitul chad betray umatzbeah chashuv veino batalu rak midrabanan umidrabanan mahani misiraso akasha minatara lo batel. The Ksos doesn't like this because midaraisa it's not batel because we quote mammon. What bitul isurim are batel? Money is batel, right? If you steal money from me, you steal 10 shekel from me and you put it into a big pot with 1,000 shkalim, it's batel. Now you don't owe me money. No bittel there by money. Then the Gemara Maseches Beitza talks about this in terms of tchumin, but that's the Minchas Chinuch's discussion of this issue of ketanim. Right? The Rebbe Akiva Eiger also on Mishnayos, and the Tosafot Rebbe Akiva Eiger also, I think he just quotes the Ksos. He says, yeah, Kedai, he says, Karbet Sibur, Karbet Mishal Yachem, Mikamacham, Kimet, the Chazal, Tiknu, the man is cotton, Budos, Mahani, and Mamma Gomra, feel the Indian, the Raisa. So he quotes the Ksos. Okay, we continue. So, but if they give it to you, you can accept it. But a guy or a kusi who has the status of a guy that gives shkalim emekalim yadam, we don't accept it from them because b'di'evet it's no good. B'di'evet is no good. They're excluded. In emekalim yadam, you don't accept from them. Also, other karbanos shel chova. Kine zav and v'kine zavos v'kine yaldos. You don't accept from them if they're, you know, if a guy is a zav or a zava, chatoz lashamos. If they did something wrong, chatoz lashamos. That's what one of the achron in the back say. If they violated any of their sheva mitzvahs, b'nei noach, and they want to get kapara for it. So then we don't accept their karbanos, chatoz, v'ashamos. Ze'aklau. We skip the next two words, but ze'aklau. What's the rule? Kol shu nidav v'nidav. Whatever is those karbanos makalim yadan. You can accept the voluntary karban from a guy. And if it is not in that world, a makalim yadan. If it is not neder nedav, it's a karban chova, but they don't have karban chova. So the whole thing is a fake. and therefore you cannot accept a carbon chova from them because they don't have any chovos. You can accept a neder and a nedava, as there are different psukim and sources that talk about accepting carbonas from goyim. Kibesi beis tefila yikari l'chol ha'amim, right? Tefila from a goy, and neder and nedava. V'cheinu mafurish, and it's also explicit. The Ezra, when Ezra Sofer talks about the Beis HaMikdash, lo lachem v'lanu livnos bayis l'okeinu. It's not upon you and us obligatory to build the Beis HaMikdash. It's not obligatory, right? Meaning it's only upon us, right? You're not included in the chiyuv of binyan Beis HaMikdash. It's meaning the Ramban, we know, adds on, he knocks out, but he also adds on to a number of mitzvahs that the Rambam, he says, left out, right? The end of mitzvahs aseh, he adds on a certain number, and the end of mitzvahs los aseh, he also adds on a number. So if you look in the mitzvahs los aseh, that he adds on 17 los aseh. So if you look at number eight, the Ramban says, there's a separate los aseh not to accept shkalim from non-Jews. That's a separate mitzvahs los aseh. Shenimnanu shelo nekabel shkalim min agoyim velo nitzareif osam imanu b'karbonas atzibur. They're not part of the tzibur. They can't be part of the tzibur. Don't accept money from them. Kagon tmidin musafin v'zulasam. V'amar Yisbarach, that's what it says in Emor. Umiyad ben nechar lo takrivu es lechem elokechem mikol eila. Ki mashchasam bahem mumbam lo yeratzu lachem. So that's the pasuk. The pasuk is that carbon tziburs have to be only from Jews, and they are not acceptable from non-Jews. If you don't accept shkalim from them, that's how they become part of the carbon tzibur. The zeh mikra mechuyev hadrasha, and this is a real drasha. Skuv v'chulu v'amrachem nilmod shim nekal mehem shkalim yifsulu hatamidin. If you accept shkalim from them and you use that to buy the carbon tamid, so then the carbon will be pasal. V'lo yeratzu lanu v'bnei shechelkam pasal es hakol. And of course, what would you answer for the Rambam? Why the Rambam doesn't count that as a separate los aseh? That's a detail within carbon tzibur. Carbon tzibur has to be from Jews, right? And collected from Jews. That's a halacha, but that's not a detail, a separate chiyuv. That's what the Megillas Esther says here. V'nira li ki masha harav lo manahu l'fisha iser kabbalah shkalim min agayim hu echan mi dikduke mitzvahs v'sina shkalim v'lo yavo b'minyin k'moshe noda b'shor shvi. Like the Rambam says in Shor Shvi, you don't count halakim of mitzvahs as a separate mitzvah. Right, you count whole mitzvahs, right? The Rambam's in the Shrashim where he talks about chelak michelki mitzvahs are not counted. So the Megillas Esther says that is what is going on here as well. Right, look back in Shor Shvi. And roy libnos digduke mitzvahs da ki mitzvah ha achas mishpat echad mekubal v'yischayvu meosa ha'agdamat tzivuyim v'asaris rabos hemi dini mitzvah. There are many details within mitzvahs. All the details of chalitza, it's one mitzvah. The details of Yibum, the details of carbon chatas. So he says you don't count them all. Don't count them all separately. And he quotes examples where people messed up, both by counting many or by not counting many. But we won't read that for now. Let's continue now. Says the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said that we accept karbanos shel nedarim and nedavos from goyim. There is a machlokes tanoim in Maseches Menachos on Daf Ayin Gimel. Which types of karbanos do we accept from non-Jews? We definitely accept a karban ola. Do we accept even a shlamim? So that's a machlokas tanoim, right? Whether we accept shlamim too, right? The different chazals about what assuming that Yisro came before, when there was ola, the shlamim he brought before he converted. There's a whole discussion about what karbanos what he brought. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky explains the opinion that it's just ola because he feels that that's the type of religiosity most other religions believe in. Not to be makadesh the chomer, but ola is all burned. That's spirituality, that's ruchnius. Shlamim, that's more of a Jewish thing, right? Some for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, some for me, chatzil Hashem, v'chatzil lachem. So he says that reflects a whole worldview, that a Jew could bring a shlamim, and goyim could bring only olas. So the Mishnah says now, ve'elu chayavin b'kolbon. Okay, getting into the kelbone or the kolbone world. What's a kolbone? A kolbone, different pshatim, but the simplest pshat that we'll go with is it's basically a money changing fee. That when we when they used to give the machzor a shekel, I gave a shekel to the money changer, and that he's going to give me back a half a shekel. So he's going to take a little fee for that, right? And basically, a little bit was added on by all the money changing. So that's the kelbone. So it's a little extra payment that goes to the Beis HaMikdash, right? Different ways that it's formulated. If you want to look in the Tikkun Chadatin, let's read his definition of kelbone. Kal adam tzarech litein machzor shekel. Everybody has to give machzor shekel. Vashekel nizkar b'tzar hu shekarim b'mishna sela, as we said in the Hakdama. What the Mishnah calls shekel is really a half a shekel. It's really half a shekel. What the Torah calls a shekel. So in the Mishnah's terms, what the Torah calls a shekel, we call a sela. And then it was just easier to say, to give your shekel. So we call the mazal shekel into a shekel. That's what he says. Yashakarim b'mishta sela shu shnei chatzoi shkalim. Ulefisha kula mayonosim l'shkalim ha chatzoim nikru shkalim. Because everybody used to give half, they used to just call that shekel. Kshaya echad sarech lahachlif sela al beis chatzoim, when you had to switch. When you had to give a sela and you got it back to chatzoim, hayonosim matbea katana. V'nikra kol bein. What's called bain? Kal is something small. Bain is like between the values. Between the values. Kal bain. Right? That's what it comes from, that lashon. It's a changing fee. Right? Dover kal shemosifin ba'ad achilof. So, who's chayiv in that? So basically, as we're going to see in the Mishnah, if you're just volunteering the machzor shekel, then you're not going to have to give the extra. So let's see. Elo chayiv makelbon. Levim, the Yisraelim, geirim, vadim shacharim, avalo kohanim. Maybe this is going like the opinion of kohanim that are not obligated. We'll see. V'lo nashim, v'lo avadim, v'lo ketanim, because they're not obligated, and therefore they're not chayav in this extra little fee. Hashokel al yad ho'eved al yad ish al yad ha'kohen al yad ha'katan. Or if you're giving shkalim on behalf, if you're giving shkalim on behalf of someone who is not mechuyev, then you're also pater from the kelbone. Right? Why? Because you're giving on behalf of someone who's not chayiv. So the whole thing is an extra payment to the Beis HaMikdash. So you're going to have to give a little extra payment to the extra payment. No, the whole thing is revach. The whole thing is midas chasidus, as the Tiklan Chatan explains. Right? Gufei ribui v'revach lehekdash. Therefore, they don't have to pay the kelbon. Al yadav al yad chaveiro chayiv b'kol ben echad. But if you're giving, let's say you're giving for you and your friend. Right? You're giving one sela. Meaning a whole shekel for you and your friend. So you are chayiv in that case, and we're going to see, you're not giving a gift. The guy's going to pay you back, right? But he doesn't have change. So I'm going to give a shekel, you'll pay me back. So in that case, you're chayiv to give a kelbon. Chayiv to give a kelbon. Because you're not giving for him as a gift. As we'll see, there's going to be a chilek there. But you're just giving for him, he's going to pay you back. Remeir omer shnei kelbonos. Remeir says, let's see what the machlokas is. If you're giving on behalf of you and your friend, then you have to get two kelbones, one for each person, not just one for the money change. The Tanakhama says it's one for the change. He's going to give you back two shkalim. That's one transaction, so one kelbone. But Remeir says two kelbones, as we'll see. Good. Hanosein sela vahanotel shekel chayev shnel kelbonos. Right, if somebody gives, like Remeir just said, if somebody gives a sela and he takes back a shekel, takes back half, he's chayav two kelbonos. So again, we'll have to see who is that referring to. Remeir just said if you give one shekel and the guy's keeping both, right, so then you can have to give two. It sounds like according to Remeir, as we'll see, maybe it's just a chiv, hosafa, on each of the matzah shekels. But here, this line, we'll have to see what this means. If you give and you get back, you give one and you get back half, which, right, you're getting back the change, you have to give two kelbonos, we'll see. But if you're giving on behalf of someone else as a gift, so the chachamim did not obligate you to give the extra kelbon. You're giving for a poor person, even though they're obligated. So if you give for somebody who's not obligated, then for sure you're pater, we said before. But here we're saying that if you're giving as a gift for somebody who's not paying you back, you're giving for someone else, then you never have to give an extra kelbon if you're paying for somebody else. And they're not paying you back. Imhil vam chayev. But if you're lending them, then chayev. Then you're going to be chayev. Then the Mishnah just ends off by saying that there is an inverse relationship between, if you have two brothers that yarshin the father. Father died, and now two brothers have the estate. So when are they chayev in kelbon? And when are they chayev in meiser behema? If they yarshin a lot of sheep from their father, as we will see, partners, have a different, in halacha, as we'll see. Let's say the case of the kelbon. We just said if you give on behalf of somebody else, then you're pater from kelbon. If you give yourself. So we'll see in the Gemara, this is going to mean, like if the estate is not broken up yet, so it's as if the father is giving for the sons, and therefore they're not going to be chayiv in kelbon. But they are going to be chayiv in maaser behema, because somebody, it's considered one person. But Maaser Behema should fit around Chayiv and Maaser Behema. But they are Chayiv, but they're giving their own. So we'll see, that's going to be the Nafkamina. But just the rule is, whatever case is, when you have brothers that are yarshining, in the situation when they're chayiv and kelbon, we'll see, after it's basically split up, then they're going to be pater from Maaser Behema. V'shachayav v'Maaser Behema, pater min hakelbon. And in the case where they're chayiv and Maaser Behema, before they split it up, then they're going to be pater from the kelbon, because it's as if giving on behalf of someone, else, as we'll see. Kamahu kelbon, the Gemara, the Mishnah ends off, what, how much is a kelbon? Ma kesef. Divrei Meir, Meir says, ma kesef. Chacham omrim chatzima. Chacham say it's chatzima. It's basically either it's 1/6 or 1/12, as we will see relating to the whole sela. Good. I guess we will right a half a 1/12 of a shekel or 1/24 of a sela. That's going to be the machlokas. Okay. There's more to talk about Maaser Behema and kelbon, but we'll wait for that to talk about it on the next daf.